The holy name of the Lord is non-different from the Lord. The holy name of Krishna is non-different from Krishna. How can we understand this non-difference? Just as every one of us have a unique fingerprint, similarly, everyone has a unique voice print also. Just like when you are talking to someone on phone, by hearing the voice, you can clearly recognize the person who is on the phone. And also, as soon as you hear his voice, within that voice, there is also the personality and the characteristics of that person. As soon as you hear the voice of a person, immediately the picture of the person comes in your mind. And his nature, his attitude, his characteristics, everything comes in the mind. Just as it is said, the sound is in air, the sound is in fire, the sound is in water, the sound is in earth. Just as sound is present in a subtle form in all these things. In the same manner, the personality, the form, pastimes, qualities, activities, everything of the Lord is present in a dormant state in the holy name. And when one recites the holy name regularly, as one keeps calling Krishna's name regularly, then these things gradually become manifest. Just like as soon as I say the name of a person, immediately the person's characteristics come to your mind. Say, I say Mandali Bhadra Prabhu, I say. Immediately, the activities of the person, isn't it? The nature of the person immediately comes to the mind of anyone who knows him. So the purpose of reciting the scriptures is to understand the personality of Krishna, his nature, his characteristics, the way he deals with devotees and everything, so that as soon as you say Hare Krishna, then immediately all this form, pastime, qualities, activities, these things will become manifest. In Srimad Bhagavatam there is a wonderful verse. I would like you to respond. Please just repeat.
Yatra yatra mano dehi dharayet sakalam dhiya sneha dveshat bhayat vapi yati tat tat swarupatam.
This means, if out of love, hate or fear, an embodied soul fixes his mind with intelligence and complete concentration upon a particular bodily form, he will certainly attain the form that he is meditating upon. So it says, Yati tat tat swarupatam. So when one chants Krishna's name, besides remembering Krishna's form, which is spiritual in nature, which is supremely pure and free from all impurities of the material world, then one will also attain a similar pure spiritual form when one is freed from this body. If one contemplates on the divine qualities of Krishna and admires them and extols them, then one will also get very similar qualities as Krishna is possessing. And if one extols Krishna's pastimes, which are free from any of the inabilities of the world, which are beyond the three modes, which are always all auspicious and meant for the welfare of all living beings, then one will also become a part of those pastimes with the Lord in the eternal spiritual world. That is why the purpose of the spiritual input which we give in the form of name, form, pastimes, qualities and activities of the Lord is to actually fix our mind with intelligence and focus our attention in these things, so that by such absorption and the reciting of the holy name, we will gradually come to a stage where the holy name will start blossoming like a bud blossoming into a flower. When a bud is closed, you don't know what is there inside. When a bud blossoms, you see there are so many petals along with the makarand in the center and the honey. Similarly, Krishna's holy name blossoms into form, pastimes, qualities, activities and characteristics of Krishna. So let us pray that when we hear the voice of Krishna's name, let us be able to recognize Krishna's personality and his karunyata or his merciful nature, so that our Dharma Krishna consciousness will be awakened. Harinam Prabhu ki.